Welcome to the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program.
I want you to hit a mark.
And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
The mic was hot there when I told Eddie to hit him hard, but keep it clean. You know, the language off the air is a little more salty sometimes than it is on the air. When it comes out of Pappy's mouth, of course, I've always had flowery language coming out. Anyway, welcome back to the show, everybody. It's live radio, you know. September 8th, Saturday night. Big show tonight. Now, you know, we've had Congressman Walter Jones on, United States Representative out of North Carolina. Great guy. Sheriff Richard Mack, I tell you what, you want a guy that can rival Congressman Jones with regards to his patriotism and heroism. Richard Mack, you know, can stand toe-to-toe with him any day as far as I'm concerned. He's coming up this hour. That is back-to-back. Absolutely dynamite guest, the best that America has to offer these days, and certainly the times have changed. You know, in that last hour, at the end of the last hour, which would have been our first hour for tonight, I was talking about the fact that R. Lee Ermey, the man who became famous, in Hollywood at least, for playing Gunnery Sergeant Hartman in Stanley Kubrick's masterpiece, Full Metal Jacket, even though that was an anti-war film, the drill, that movie split into halves. The first half takes place at basic training. Second half is in Vietnam. Anyway, it's a good movie either way you slice it. Okay. Anyway, Samuel L. Jackson and Jason Biggs make outlandish comments. They don't get fired. Jason Biggs makes the most despicable comments. Go to thepoliticalcesspool.org and read it if you can stomach it, folks. It's just not suitable for this show for me to repeat it, even with the words bleeped out. But if you are big enough and mature enough, you can read it for yourself. He works for Nickelodeon still. Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, or R. Lee Ermey, as he is known by his Christian name, said that, you know, Obama wants to impose socialism on America and we need to vote him out. He was fired from his job in acting from Geico for that. Anyway, in the commercial break, Eddie and I were talking about how things have changed. We were talking about R. Lee Ermey. We were talking about Vietnam. Of course, Full Metal Jacket is based during the Vietnam era. Eddie Miller, like others in the political cesspool staff, you know, 50% of our staff has served in the United States Armed Forces. I have not. Keith Alexander has not. Bill Rowland has not. But Eddie Miller was a medic in Vietnam. Winston Smith was in the United States Navy. Art Frith was also a Navy chief. Yes, he was. Art, that's why we call him the chief. He's our producer here in Memphis, and he served in the U.S. Navy. So if you count the producer, three out of the six of us here in the Memphis crew have been in the armed forces. And I was telling Eddie with regards to how things have changed in basic training between the days of Vietnam when Eddie served and today. The United States Army has now issued pregnancy pouches to male soldiers. And I want Eddie to comment on this as a former soldier who served with honor defending, well, I don't know if you would consider it to be defending the country, Eddie, but you certainly did your duty nevertheless. But the Army has ordered, and we talked about this in the past, I think back in February, but since it's pertinent again now, since it flows with the topic of conversation that we're currently engaged in, the Army has ordered that its hardened combat veterans must wear fake breasts and pregnancy bellies so they can better understand how female soldiers feel during physical training. 14 non-commissioned officers took turns wearing pregnancy simulators as they stretched, twisted, and exercised during a three-day class that teaches them to serve as fitness instructors for pregnant soldiers. Pregnant soldiers. Army enlisted leaders all over the world are being ordered to take the Pregnancy Postpartum Physical Training Exercise Leaders Course, according to the U.S. Medical Activity Health Promotion Educator Jana York. Developed in the Army back in 2008, the course includes aerobics classes, pool sessions, and classroom studies on the physiology of pregnant women. The NCOs learn special exercises for pregnant women who shouldn't push themselves too hard or participate in high-impact activities such as snowboarding, bungee jumping, or horseback riding. All right. Pregnant soldiers, the two words put together would be the textbook definition of oxymoron, except this is not a joke. we really do have pregnant soldiers and homosexuals in this army. Eddie, you know, no way. No way. No way does the could the current United States Army take Normandy Beach. Oh, no way. There's no way if we had sunk to this level of degeneracy in the 40s, we'd have been stopped right there on the beach. We would have never gotten any further. Pregnant women as soldiers, homosexuals as soldiers. And not only are they allowed to serve, we're supposed to cater to them and make the men who aren't pregnant, you know, regular men soldiers, go through their training as to not discriminate. Eddie, you were a soldier. You served with honor.
Yes, I did.
What did you, what do you make of this story?
I'll tell you, first of all, James, I was drafted February the 19th of 1969, and I will truthfully say I did not want to go because I knew the war was an unconstitutional United Nations fiasco. But like James said, I got the notice, I served, and what I've seen on this video makes me want to puke. How in the hell do they expect some pregnant, big fat pregnant woman to go into some rice paddy or the central highlands of Vietnam? I was a medic, and drag some 200-pound soldier 300-400 yards by herself to get him out where a medevac could come in and get him out of a combat area. It's absolutely insane. Let me tell you what. When I went to Fort Polk, Louisiana, we left out of here on a plane going to Leesville, Louisiana. Took a bus from Leesville. We used to call it Leesville. Actually, from Shreveport to Leesville to Fort Polk. And we had a man who was didn't go all the way through college, but he was some kind of muckety-muck in ROTC, supposed to be, you know, one of these super soldiers. Well, the first week we were at Fort Polk, he committed suicide. That'll tell you what it kind of like was like at Fort Polk. All of our drill sergeants went through the same basic training the Marines did. They were trained at Ferris Island, South Carolina. We didn't have a woman. We didn't have pregnant women. There wasn't a woman. I never saw a daggum woman the whole time I was in basic training at Fort Polk. People were committing suicide. That's how tough it was. Because I'm going to tell you what, folks, war is tough. War. No woman should be in war. No woman should be in a combat area. Because when they do go into a combat area and they get overrun, guess what's going to happen to them? The same thing that happens to women in the slum areas. They're going to get raped. That's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to get raped. They can't do their job overall. There's anatomical, physiological difference between men and women. They just can't do the job. It's not God did not intend for pregnant women to go in a combat area. It makes me sick. And I'm going to tell you what else. I'm going to tell you something else, too. I would go to the stockade. I would tell them to take that pregnant crap and go straight to hell with it. Because, for one thing, I got drafted. I didn't join. Anybody that would have drafted that would go in the Army voluntary right now has got to be some kind of an idiot. You got to be a moron. Just like I told Brother Wayne Webb the other day, and I'll kind of report this. I'm gonna classify these soldiers the same way I do Southern Baptists. And I go to a Southern Baptist church. I told Brother Wayne, God never created a dumber critter than a Southern Baptist when it comes to politics, what's going on in the world, the same way with these modern soldiers. They make me want to puke.
That is Eddie, as a soldier speaking. I guess we know whether or not you would take orders from the lesbian general we talked about a couple weeks ago on the show. We got to take a break.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. Where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Are you looking for an affordable way to earn your bachelor's degree? Do you want a college experience that's more personal? Then discover your future at America's Transfer College. Students across the U.S. are choosing Ivy Bridge College as a better, smarter way to earn their degree. Thanks to Ivy Bridge's unique program, starting at a two-year college and transferring to finish your degree has never been easier. The program is simple. Start with Ivy Bridge College and take your first 2 years of college online. Transfer to one of over 140 of Ivy Bridge's partner schools and take your upper division courses. Then graduate with your bachelor's degree from the school of your choice. Personal attention, small class sizes, affordable tuition, and a clear pathway to graduation. Start your academic journey and contact us to learn more about Ivy Bridge College today. Call 877-622-2059 or visit americastransfercollege.com to find out more.
The government has spent $1 billion to try to prove that cholesterol causes heart disease. They have failed miserably. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Reverse the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month naturally without drugs. We never get tired of hearing from people that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then find their blood sugar is normal as well, or can't find their arthritis pain or bone spur, or they don't need their Viagra and can sleep without getting up three or four times a night. CardioPrim is safe, effective, affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Friends of Liberty Roundtable. Go to cardioprim.com and use LRT for login and password. Or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. Cardioprim.com.
When the truth is found to be...
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free, at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
It's such a busy night tonight, and it's only going to get busier, folks. We're just a few minutes away from welcoming to the program another guest making his debut appearance tonight, Sheriff Richard Mack. I mean, you were talking about the cream of the crop. Congressman Walter Jones, Sheriff Richard Mack, a U.S. Member of the U.S. House of Representatives, a former county sheriff. We're covering it all tonight here on the Liberty News Radio Network, the Political Cesspool. Eddie, anyway, really quick, really quick. I know you it's you know, think of how much the American military, and I say this respectfully, knowing you were a soldier in the Vietnam era, but think, though, how much it was watered down between World War One and Vietnam. And then you go from Vietnam to the current day where you have lesbian generals, pregnant women serving as soldiers. I mean, this, it's, you couldn't even make it up. There is no way. Do you think MacArthur could have foreseen the day when the American army, you know, looked the way it does now in real life?
General MacArthur, God bless his soul, one of the few military people that I really almost had worship. You know, he did a couple of things wrong, like he violated posse comitatus with the bonus army, but I mean, we all make mistakes. James, I'd like to mention one more thing. Anybody out there, if you still carry Geico insurance, you need to cancel that. You need to cancel that account, and you need to tell them people why. If you don't do that, I mean, you disgust me. You have no character. If you don't do that, you have no character. You don't believe in what you say you believe in. Now, listen, I've been going out to the University of Memphis some and running on their asphalt track. As y'all might know, some of you, I'm getting ready for the St. Jude Marathon December 1st. It's 65 years old. I'll be almost 66 when I run it. I try to lecture these little mind-numb robots out there that are in the Army and Navy, ROTC. I tell them, in fact, I asked other guys the other day, they're in the Marine ROTC. I said, are you a United Nations Marine or a United States Marine? So they looked at me like I was kind of crazy. And they said, well, we're United States Marines. I said, no, you're not. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. You are, if once you sign your papers and say I do and swear your oath, you are a United Nations Marine. You will be a United Nations naval officer because if you don't believe it, go back in the archives, go back in the internet, and look up Leon Panetta 2 months ago, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said they take their orders from the United Nations and NATO. They no longer take their orders from the Congress. And by the way, when they take their orders from Obama, from the, you know, the Kenyan, They're taking their orders from the United Nations because President Emperor Obama is also now, he is the chairman of the Security Council. He's the highest ranking guy in the United Nations, and that is a violation of the Logan Act. It's a direct a violation of the Constitution. It's a felony, and it should be an impeachable offense. If it was up to me, it would be he'd serve the rest of his life out doing hard labor on a rock pile somewhere. But, yeah, if you need to cancel your – oh, let me tell you one more thing. I was out there one day, and I saw the glorious ROTC, the United Nations ROTC, out there running relay races, and they had a few little cute little – sweet, I'll have to say they were good-looking, cute little, you know, 19, 20-year-olds, but they wouldn't worth a damn to run a relays because I'll tell you why. None of them were on the relay race teams. For some strange reasons, the males didn't want them on their teams because, I know you'd be shocked, but the women were slower than the men. And so the cute little patooties got to stand off, you know, and put their lipstick in the crap on. They didn't have to do any of the physical stuff that the men did. And I guarantee, double damn to you, they'll get the promotions in the Army because nowadays it's not one on the field, it's the one to put, it's a push-button Army. And also, James, just 2 weeks ago I was out there and I saw a black 19, 20-year-old. She was nice. I talked to her. She's nice enough. She's leading some kind of little private exercise group for these two little sissified guys. I mean, they must have had lace on their drawers. It makes me puke. I want to puke. I see how sissified the younger generation is. If you got one, if you got a pair, get out of that ROTC. Look what you're doing. You're in the United Nations. I got to get off the phone. James, tell me we're about to run out of time here, folks.
We're not about to run out of time. I know you earned the name Eddie the Bombardier Miller. People think you were a bombardier. You were a medic, yeah. But you are a bombardier on the radio. He wanted to be a bombardier, but... Anyway, he became one on the airwaves. I could see it. I could see that fire in Eddie's eyes beginning to grow as he stoked the embers there. Because this is a personal subject when you're talking to Eddie about the Army. He put his life on the line.
It's pathetic.
And so it gets him fired up. And when Eddie gets fired up, it's not always something the FCCC would smile upon. So I gotta write it in. Anyway, all right, Eddie. Getting off that. I told you this earlier today when we were – Eddie came – do you know, this was a record for us. We got to the studio today an hour and a half before the show. Sometimes I get in 5 minutes before a show. I got here an hour and a half before the show to prepare for the congressman. We knew it was a big show tonight, so we put forth a little extra effort. And one of the things we talked about was the fact, just in the course of conversation, the Democrats – at their conference, we had Sam Bushman on last week to kind of break down some of the things – that happened at the Republican National Convention. Well, the Democrats had their version of it this week, and it was even more disgusting than the Republicans, if you can believe it. One of the things that they did was they removed from their platform any reference to God. Any reference to the Creator has been officially removed from the Democratic, the official platform of the Democratic Party, which is longer than ever before now, 26,000 words. My good friend and yours, Pat Buchanan, has written an excellent, it is an exquisite article entitled A Godless Party Expels the Creator. It's going to be on our website tomorrow at thepoliticalcesspool.org, so be sure to read Pat's column. I'm going to give you a sneak peek at it in just a second, but Eddie's chomping at the bit to get his mic turned back on. He's got to say something, so Eddie, I'm going to turn your mic on for you.
This will be politically correct, people. Listen, I'm in all, I go to the C4L meetings, not as much as I used to. I try to go to the Oath Keepers meetings. I'm in the Baptist church. And I'm always hearing, we need to go out and spread the message to the black folks and to the Hispanics. Well, let me ask you this. Well, I'm always hearing how morally superior the blacks are and the Hispanics are to the whites. And they're supposed to, and really and truly, I've always felt that especially the Hispanics are supposed to be more socially conservative than we are, more godly, more Christian. And we're always told that the blacks are. Well, that being the case, this is the litmus test. The Democratic Party, which 95% of the blacks, maybe 99%, will always vote Democrat every time. And you know it out there. You people in the Campaign for Liberty and Oath Keepers, you know damn well I'm telling you the truth. Don't give me that crap that they don't. If they really feel that way, if they're really going to be Christians and godly, and they don't leave the Democratic Party en masse, then they're a bunch of lying, stinking hypocrites. And you're going to have to shut your mouth to me about how wonderful they are. And if that's true, we need to quit reaching them out to them because they're unworthy of reaching out. They're unsavable. Turn that back over to you, James. Is that politically correct enough or not?
Hey, we always... We don't try to be politically correct on this show. No, we don't. We did have a soundbite. We're going to play that sound. We had a soundbite ready for this
our this segment. We're going to have to move that to the third hour. Now, it's a good one, so stay tuned for that. Listen, we're just, the fourth hour tonight. No. No, only three tonight. We'll get that. We'll work that in later on in the show. But anyway, Pat Buchanan writes, a godless party expels their creator. So all references to God have been stricken from the Democratic platform, but they have strengthened their positions on abortion and homosexuality. Here's what they say now in the new Democratic platform. We support marriage equality and support the movement to secure equal treatment under the laws for same-sex couples, constitutional amendment defining marriage. Okay, so there's that. And then what did they say about... Yes, the Democratic Party strongly and unequivocally supports Roe versus Wade and a woman's right to make decisions regarding her pregnancy, including a safe and legal abortion, regardless of ability to pay. We oppose any and all efforts to weaken that right. So as Pat Buchanan says, it's a good thing that they took God out of their platform, because that is certainly a party that has no room for him. With that, and under this plank, by the way, on abortion, the father has no rights whatsoever in the role in deciding whether his unborn child lives or dies. There are no parental rights to the father under the Democratic platform. Another thing to consider. Anyway, look at Buchanan's column tomorrow on thepoliticalcesspool.org regarding the fact that a godless party has expelled their creator. When we come back, we'll get back to Buchanan. We're at break right now, Pappy. We got Sheriff Richard Mack coming up. We gotta take the sheriff on. We'll be back, everybody.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Did you know that doctors are the leading cause of death? Heart disease is number two, but you don't have to be a victim. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Start reversing the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month. Naturally, without drugs. It's always a thrill to hear from folks that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then can't find their arthritis pain, or find they have normal blood sugar in addition to normal blood pressure, or they don't need their Viagra. It's safe, it's effective, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Political Cesspool listeners. Go to CardioPrim.com and use TPC for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. CardioPrim.com.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Did you know that doctors are the leading cause of death? Heart disease is number two, but you don't have to be a victim. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Start reversing the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month, naturally, without drugs. It's always a thrill to hear from folks that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then can't find their arthritis pain, or find they have normal blood sugar in addition to normal blood pressure, or they don't need their Viagra. It's safe, it's effective, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Political Cesspool listeners. Go to CardioPrim.com and use TPC for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. CardioPrim.com.
They don't cry.
to get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are following up our interview tonight with United States Congressman Walter Jones, with a man equally deserving of your respect and support, American hero and patriot Richard Mack, former sheriff of Graham County, Arizona, and founder of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Sheriff Mack was successful in challenging the 1993 federal Brady Handgun Control Act in a landmark case that went all the way to the United States Supreme Court. Sheriff Mack has been an outspoken champion of constitutionally limited government and a critic of federal usurpation of abuse and abuse of police powers. Sheriff Mack, it's certainly, my friend, our honor to have you on tonight.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you, and I want to thank Sam for helping line this up.
Hey, Sam's, I tell you what, we're in the presence of greatness tonight. Sam Bushman, Liberty News Radio. It's been an all-star show all the way around tonight. I called Eddie Miller is co-hosting with me tonight, and he is a member of the Campaign for Liberty as well as Oath Keepers. And when I told him we were having the Richard Mack on this evening, I had to break out the smelling salt. And after reviving Eddie, he immediately got on the chain and called all of his fellow members in the C4L and Oath Keepers, and they are tuned in tonight. Big audience in Memphis for you tonight, Sheriff.
Wonderful, thanks. Well, I love Memphis. Been there several times, and I've got somebody that lives close there. My son, well, in the general neighborhood, I should say, my son Rich, who's named after me, lives in Bowling Green, Kentucky, not too far from Nashville.
Wow, home of the Chevrolet Corvette. They make the Chevrolet Corvettes up there, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay.
Well, Sheriff Mack, this is Eddie Miller right here. I'm so, so glad to have you on. Everybody here in Memphis, like James said, I attend the Campaign for Liberty meetings. I don't attend as much as I used to. I attend Oath Keeper meetings, but I put out on the grapevine all my C4L and Oath Keeper people. I think we have a much larger audience tonight because everybody's really big fans of you, Sheriff. And with that, I've been told by the Campaign for Liberty people that you may be coming to Memphis sometime in October. Is that right?
Yes, it is. We're planning an event there, and I think that's already been all arranged. I'd have to look at my calendar to see what day exactly, but it seems like it was October 13, but I might be wrong.
Well, we'll certainly follow up on that and roll out the red carpet when you come. We'll give you some of that good Memphis barbecue.
Well, thanks. That sounds great.
All right. Well, first and foremost, I want you to tell us about the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association.
Well, we formed that about 2 years ago, and it was an extension of the Oath Keeper movement. And quite frankly, I was an Oath Keeper. What's that song by Barbara Mandrell? I was country when country wasn't cool. Well, I was an Oath Keeper before it became a Vogue issue, and in fact, my first book that I ever wrote was a result of my lawsuit against the Clinton administration and my fight against them to stop gun control. And really, the thing that we tried to stop the most was the federal government from believing that they were supreme to the states. And they're not. And my Supreme Court case proves that. And the Constitution proves it. But this Supreme Court case reinforced all of that. And isn't it amazing and miraculous that a couple of small-town sheriffs, one from Montana and yours truly from Arizona, sue the Goliath federal government, the Clinton administration, take it all the way to the United States Supreme Court, and we kick their butts. And I'm very proud to have been part of that. And the reason I did it was because they were trying to force me to violate my oath of office. And this is the first time that I've ever seen in history of American jurisprudence where a judge actually spoke of the oath of office in his decision. And I'm talking about a man by the name of Judge John M. Roll. And a side note on Judge Roll, he was the first judge to hear my lawsuit. He was a district court judge in Tucson, Arizona. He was also the second person murdered and shot down by that maniac in Tucson, Arizona, back on January 8th, 2011, during the Congresswoman Giffords assassination attempt. So he was a very principled man. We lost one of the most important parts of our judicial system because he was such a constitutional conservative. And Judge Roll knew something about judges that a lot of them don't know. They're not supposed to interpret the law. They're supposed to enforce the supreme law. They're supposed to protect, defend, and obey the United States Constitution, just like you, me, and every sheriff and every peace officer in this country. That, my friends, is why we formed the CSPOA. The Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association is a group that believes everyone that serves in government should put the Constitution first, that we should keep our oath, that we should obey the supreme law of the land and stop making excuses as to why we can't do it or we won't do it.
I'm going to ask you this again before the end of the hour, but I want you to give the website, of course, your website of sheriffmack.com, sheriffmack.com, folks. There you can learn all the news that is news about our guest, Sheriff Richard Mack, but also there is a separate website for the CSPOA. I'd like for you to give that now, Sheriff, and then we'll do it again later.
Okay, everybody can help with this wonderful convention we're doing, and all you have to do is go to CSPOA. That's the initials or acronym for Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. So just go to CSPOA, and everybody can help. This is a grassroots effort. We need a lot of help with the funding of this great convention. We still have sheriffs calling us just about every day. In fact, we had about 20 calls yesterday from various people who wanted to attend. I want to make this real clear. This time, we're celebrating this Constitutional Sheriff Convention on Constitution Day, and therefore, we are inviting the entire public. We're inviting everybody from Campaign for Liberty, everybody from the Tea Party movement, all the Oath Keepers who would like to come, every citizen who would like to come, every sheriff and public official, come and let's celebrate the Constitution together.
And this is going to be in Las Vegas, if I'm not mistaken.
Las Vegas at the South Point, and all of that information is available at cspoa.org. And again, we'd love to have all of you. If you live in the area, come on by. We're going to have Sheriff Joe Arpaio as our keynote speaker on Monday night at our banquet. And we have lots of other fantastic sheriffs from across the country attending, and you're going to want to hear their message. You will see proof positive. You will see for yourself that the Constitutional Sheriff Movement is working, Constitutional Peace Officer Movement is working, and that we do have a legitimate solution to what's going on in Washington, D.C. We can make the federal government irrelevant.
And this is the second CSPOA conference of the year, am I right?
Correct. Our first one was January 30th, just 8 months ago or so, and it was fantastic. And because it was so fantastic and actually such a patriotic and spiritual convention and experience, we decided to have another one on Constitution Day so that we could celebrate America and the principles that are contained within our Constitution together. And we wanted to make Constitution Day a great day. And a good friend of mine says, why do we have a holiday for Labor Day and we don't have one for Constitution Day?
Well, that's a hell of a question. And, you know, I just want to say, I know Sam Bushman, our mutual friend, was there at the first CSPOA. He spoke. He's going to be at the next one in Las Vegas, preparing to leave as we speak. I bought from Sam 50 of the DVDs from your first conference this year, and I gave a handful to Eddie tonight. He's going to be distributing those to CFL and Oath Keeper members here in town. Well, folks, I've watched it. Absolutely riveting, enthralling. You're talking about dozens and dozens of sheriffs who are signing on the dotted line to put the Constitution first and foremost in their activities as the highest-ranking law enforcement officer of their respective counties. And as good as this CD was, or DVD, as I watched it, I would imagine it would be 10 times as exciting to have been there in person. Well, for those of you like me who didn't get the chance or missed the first one for whatever reason in January. You got this next one coming up. And again, Richard Mack will be there along with many, many other great American heroes, Sheriff Arpaio and others, coming up in Las Vegas just a few days from now. And we will follow up with more information about that on our website. And also, we will keep you apprised of Sheriff Mack's visit to Memphis, which is forthcoming in October as well. I know we're getting very near a break. So when I mentioned you were coming on the show today, Sheriff Mack, after we revived Eddie, he started talking about Judge Roll. And we will we have a follow-up question for you about that after this commercial break. So stay tuned, everybody. Our conversation with Sheriff Mack continues in just a moment.
Political Cesspool, guys. We'll be back right after these messages.
We'll return. We'll return. We'll return.
A backpack is more than just a bag. It's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign Newspaper. It is time for you to read the most daring underground publication. Spreading the word through print, it seeks to enlighten a free people to be knowledgeable with current, important events and take action in their own communities to stop the New World Order agenda of one world government. This publication is so rogue and extremely daring that establishment sources and critics rarely give approval of its content. Featured articles by concerned citizens, prominent whistleblowers, and credible authors. The Sovereign Newspaper is a monthly, 32-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about current events in the age of Obama. The Sovereign Newspaper, available now at newsstands everywhere.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. We got one more segment tonight with Sheriff Richard Mack. SheriffMack.com. Check out the website as well for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org, CSPOA.org. Big, big, big conference coming up. A little over a week, September 16th through the 18th. That's a Sunday through Tuesday in Las Vegas, Nevada. There you'll be able to meet Sheriff Mack, Sam Bushman, Joe Arpaio, and many others, folks. is something you should consider. I know the time is short and this is late notice, but I am really thinking about it. Eddie, getting back to the question that you had for Sheriff Mack, as soon as I mentioned him, you started talking about Judge Rawl. And I know you have a question for him pertaining to the late hero Judge Rawl.
Hey, Sheriff Mack, Eddie back here again. I was going to ask you, I don't know if you know anything about this, but I've heard it said in some of the circles I run in that really the Congress lady was not the intended target, that Judge Rawl was the target because he was a constitutionalist. He was a thorn in the side of the New World Order. And, you know, I don't know, you probably know better than I, you know, he was breathing down the neck of about 10 of the FEMA governors. In fact, to my knowledge, he put out an order, Order 13528. That didn't ring a whole lot of bells to me, but he was kind of on their case about that. And because of that, and because of the ruling he made in your favor, in favor of the Constitution, that he probably was the real target. Do you have any feelings about that?
Well, yes, you know, and I did several interviews about this. As a peace officer, when I served as such, I'd always try not to make rash conclusions or jump to conclusions. But this one, you know, it just seemed there were too many coincidences. There were about four different explanations as to why he was even there. It would not be appropriate for a federal judge to be at a campaign rally, whether he was on or off duty. You know, they have to be at arm's length on politics, and so I always wanted to go back and you know, discuss some of this with his wife and see what she thought, and look at his cell phone and see maybe who talked to him and got him there. I just haven't ever been able to do it. Another thing I always wanted to do after the Supreme Court decision came out was I wanted to go back and go have lunch with Judge Rawl, and I just never did it. There is no question that he was a very principled man and judge. The thing that he said in my ruling, several things, but the most powerful that we use also in my presentation at the CSPOA conference that's coming up this Monday, is that he said, quote, "Mack is thus forced to choose between keeping his oath or obeying the law, subjecting himself to possible sanctions." That's a quote. This is the first time I've ever heard any judge. I've read a lot of Supreme Court decisions and court cases all my career. I've never heard anybody talk about the oath of office except this man. He summarized in one sentence why I sued the Clinton administration, because they were trying to get me to violate my oath and go along with a gun control scheme that I knew was unconstitutional. This was the type of man Judge Rawl was. In his ruling, he pointed his finger at the federal government and said, "You exceeded your authority. The 10th Amendment prevents you from doing this sort of thing." And it's the first time, it's not the first time, but it's very rare that a judge, a federal judge, tells his own boss that you guys are out of line. And he never cared about the consequences. He just stood his ground. And all the different shootings that we've had throughout our country just in the past few months and past few years, I've always said, although I have no evidence of this and I'm really not much of a conspiracy nut, but it just looks too planned and too contrived and too choreographed that all these things are happening. And I said, I guess they're just going to keep shooting us until we all give up our guns. And then sure enough, the blooming idiot Bloomberg and the mayor of New York said that very thing. Every cop should walk off the job until everybody gives up their guns, until law-abiding citizens all give up their guns. And, you know, it just seems to play into the whole scheme of things. And the Fast and Furious scandal, and all the other things going on in our country, and the Marxist agenda that's been promoted so strongly in Washington, D.C., you know, you can't make these things up. You know, the truth is stranger than fiction most of the time. And so regardless of the subterfuge behind the shooting, I can honestly say that we lost one of the best judges in American history that day. And it was a tremendous loss to our country and to the state of Arizona. And lo and behold, state of Arizona is in all these legal battles too. And so I don't have any evidence, but I was very suspicious about it. And Judge Roll actually jumped in front of another citizen who was going to get a bullet to the heart, and instead he took it. And so this is the kind of man, and I can't believe that the media hasn't talked about him more. He's been almost a forgotten name through the entire story.
That's true.
And so I included a chapter in my book, The Magic of Gun Control. There's a chapter in there dedicated to Judge Roll. And quite honestly, the book is worth getting just for that. And I mean that sincerely. And that book is available at sheriffmack.com. And again, anybody who would like to see this Constitutional Sheriff Convention be successful, we'd love to have you come. If you can't come, go to the website, cspoa.org, and make a donation. The only way we make this thing happen is through grassroots donations. We have no big, huge benefactor, or big, huge company or corporate sponsor. This is one of our best sponsors is Freeze Dry Guy. And, you know, I've done about four or five shows this week on the radio, and he sponsored every single one of them. And he's the best patriot there is. And we're actually going to give him a plaque, an award this time, because the Freeze Dry Guy has just been so supportive of what we've been doing, so supportive of the freedom movement all across America. And he's a true patriot, and we're not going to let him go unnoticed. So we're going to have the Sheriff of the Year. Lifetime Achievement Award is going to go to Sheriff Joe Arpaio, and we're going to have a Citizen of the Year, somebody who's really been very supportive of us and helping us, and we're going to have a Sponsor of the Year, and that's going to be freezedryguy.com. And again, everybody's welcome to be there, and I'd love it if you guys came, and even if you wanted to do some radio from there, you could get some great interviews from sheriffs all across the country.
No kidding. I mean, that's like a dream. That's like waking up in fantasy land and having your pick of the buffet. But Sheriff Mack, I want to plug those websites one more time. SheriffMack.com, CSPOA.org. Folks, stand with the people who are fighting for you. Sheriff Mack, obviously one of them. You mentioned the freeze-dried guy, Sheriff. Obviously, he is a supporter of this radio program and this network, as you well know. There are good people out there. And you mentioned the fact that in this ordeal regarding Gabrielle Giffords, how Judge Roll's name has been forgotten in the media. And obviously that was no mistake. That was an excellent answer and commentary you gave to Eddie's very important question.
Yeah.
And of course, the name and memory and legacy of Judge Roll lives on here on this radio program. I know we're coming up to the very end of the interview. Folks, I want to remind you, and Sheriff Mack mentioned it, brand new book from Sheriff Mack, The Magic of Gun Control. You got to check it out. You can check it out at those websites we just mentioned. And when we post the archive description, we'll plug those sites again. The Magic of Gun Control, new book by Sheriff Mack. Mack, final question. We lose one patriot in Judge Roll. There's another one growing in New Mexico, a man that you've taken a keen interest in. Tell us about him and what he's up to.
Well, that would be Dr. Ray Seidel. He's running for sheriff in Lincoln County, and it looks like he just might be winning that thing too. And he has asked me to be his undersheriff, and I said I certainly will be proud to be, as long as we're going to make that the freest county in American history. And he said that's all I'm running for. He is actually a medical doctor. He's never been in law enforcement, but that's why he's put me on the team, because I have. And he's a great administrator. He's a great constitutionalist and patriot. And I'll fill in and run the law enforcement end of everything. He'll do the budget. And we have a good group of people there that are ready to take on the ticket writers and property confiscators and people who think that they can run our land and forests and everything else from Washington, D.C. Well, we're going to have a big surprise for them. And I'll tell you honestly, I intend to get along with them. But we also are going to stand our ground. And we are going to enforce the Bill of Rights in that county.
God bless you, Sheriff Richard Mack, everybody. True American hero, richardmack.com, cspoa.org. Check him out. Support him. Pray for him. Do anything you can to help him. Sheriff Mack, it's been our pleasure. We look forward to doing it again soon.
Thanks a lot, guys. We'll see you soon.
You got it. We've got to take a break, folks. Third and final hour coming up on a very busy show right after this.